This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Jeremy Michael Jenkins appeared in court yesterday to face two misdemeanor counts of assault and battery. The charges stem from incidents involving two victims. During the arraignment, Jenkins questioned the number of counts against him, but Judge Ferris confirmed the two-count complaint. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf, and the court appointed attorney Martin Porzondek to handle the case while moving forward. Jenkins is currently being detained in San Lac County Jail on another assault and battery charge. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 cash surety, emphasizing the need to ensure Jenkins remains available for future court dates. The judge also imposed a strict no-contact order prohibiting Jenkins from communicating with either of the two victims. Jenkins is due back in court for a plea cutoff hearing on August the 20th at 10 a.m. And another news for today. Jennifer Rose Koblinski appeared in court yesterday facing a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated, stemming from an incident on July the 7th in which she rolled her vehicle over in a ditch. Koblinski entered a plea of not guilty during the arraignment. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal reconnaissance bond, which allows Koblinski to remain free without posting cash, provided that she adheres to some strict conditions. Those conditions include a total prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, as well as mandatory participation in random testing through pretrial services. The court has appointed attorney Kyle O'Mara to represent Koblinski for the remainder of the case. Prosecutors must provide a plea offer by July 27th, with a final plea cutoff hearing scheduled for August the 20th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us to your news now for the hour. Alex Michael Ratcliffe appeared in court yesterday facing a misdemeanor charge of driving with a suspended license, stemming from an incident on July the 4th. If he is convicted, Ratcliffe faces up to 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. During his arraignment before Judge Ferris, a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. The court has appointed attorney Dallas Rooney to represent Ratcliffe for the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal reconnaissance bond, meaning no money is required up front, provided that Ratcliffe appears for all of his future court dates. Prosecutors have until July 29th to provide discovery and plea offers to the defense. A mandatory in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August the 20th at 10:30 a.m. And another news for today. An article regarding Huron County elections in August incorrectly listed two positions as being on that ballot. The article originally reported that Huron County Circuit Court Judge number 52 incumbent Gerald M. Prill is running and that the county's probate court judge incumbent Julian M. Ferris is being challenged by Jessica Leigh Testolen-Renke. Although that information was originally listed on the list for the August 4th election, those seats will actually be sought on the November ballot. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.